This is FCUM Radio, where footballing insight is left at the door.
There's not a huge amount you can say about the game, in all fairness.
Well, thank you and good night.
It's a wrap.
Well, we're going off to music.
Not any old music.
No, I know.
Green Day.
Green Day. Well, just shy of 700 fans here this evening, and well, they've seen a good game of football with seven goals and entertainment and this, that, and the other, and backwards and forwards. But again,
and of course.
But the one thing, you've got to look at a game like this, and what positives did we take out of that game?
I thought we played reasonably well in the second half.
I think Wolfie's had a good
patches.
Game. Stotts basically said, "I'm going to play centre half now for the rest of the season."
I'm looking at two members of FC United left hand side of me in the bar, and they're drinking beer, two halves, and that's what I think we're here tonight. It's half measures from FC United, half measures, I'm afraid. I don't see the point of entering a cup competition if you don't want to win it. And sometimes I know there are more pressing matters, i.e. perhaps with the league position this moment in time, and maybe looking with an eye to doing well in the FA Trophy. But again, confidence, you see, you know, you want to breed confidence in a team. You want to get those players that haven't been playing particularly well in a good quality team. I think what you get sometimes is you're putting those players in that haven't been playing particularly well in a team with players that are fringe players, and therefore you don't get cohesion and good quality. We saw that in the first 45 minutes. The second half we came out, yes, a lot better.
I would say, I'd agree with that. I'd say, for example, Wolfer and Linfield, it's beneficial for them to play in this match, but it's not really beneficial for them to play in this match if you've not got at least one of that solid midfield who played on Saturday. If Sheridan perhaps, or even Winter, just get
or Thompson.
Yeah,
you know, one of those three tonight for me should have been there in that middle of the park, because that was where we lost the game in the first 45 minutes. There was some poor defending, but the middle of the park was being overrun by them. Mike Wolfenden has had a very, very good game of football tonight, and I mean, you can tell how much he's run, because I mean, and he's a very, very fit lad. He's stretching out on 75 minutes. He played the whole 90 minutes, so doing the power of good. Roy Patterson, unfortunately, a great, great dummy for FC United's goal. Let the ball go across him, and he holds the ball up well, but there's nothing there yet at this moment in time. I mean, again, perhaps
he needs to run in the reserves.
Yeah, well, that 90 minutes has helped him out, I think, even more so. But it's there's something lacking there, really. For me, you know, we should be better in this competition. We should be going on to win it, or at least, you know, making a real good fist of it. Now, we have to a degree tonight made a fist of it, but again, you know, you're going out of the quarter-final stages, disappointing, seven goals in total, good spectacle, but the same, I just don't see, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what Darren would say, what they got out of that game, you know, what he can, what the positives, what he can say, how he can, you know, move that forward for Friday's game when we're here against Telford, you know, what the positives, is it a run out for those players, given the opportunity to sort of like have some match fitness underneath them? If that's the case, some of these players really can have match fitness at other clubs for the time being, still be part of FC United, and I've got no problem with that at all, and I think they should be part of FC United, but go out and get some proper match fitness and get some games under the belt. That you can't really, I don't think, come into a first team after and play three games.
It's not fair.
It's not fair on the players. I don't think it is. And I mean, the players themselves, and we don't know this, they might say, "No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I want to stay here. I want to fight for my place," and that's fantastic and admirable. But when they get on the pitch, do they do themselves any favours? Do they look impressive enough to be actually starting in a first team game? Well, I think the vast majority would say no. However, if I was a footballer, I'd want to go out and show what I'm made of and how I can play and how I can work, and basically they haven't showed that tonight. There's some good commitment from the players, they've worked hard, but there's too many fractures within the back four. They're not working as a unit, there's no real communication. The goalkeeping, from the goalkeeper all the way through, Dean Stotts had a very good game, don't get me wrong. Chris Lynch has been okay. The left back and the right back have had the moments, but again, you want them working as a unit all the way through the 90 minutes, not in part saying they've done really well, last ditch defending and attempts and that. You've got to make sure that you work as a unit, and you don't really want to hear about your defence. For me, you know, we're playing Stalybridge Celtic. They've got quite a strong team out this evening. But again, you know, they have rested players. For me, it was that man in the middle, really. You were lacking that man in the middle. And, you know,
like I said to you in half time, though, I think Tom Brown did a decent enough job considering the circumstances. That midfield was being overrun. And Tom Brown was sticking, was appearing occasionally, was sliding tackles and winning the ball and getting stuck in.
Yeah.
But
Where did we nearly win the game from? Where did we nearly win the game from on Saturday? Through the midfield, because you had Sheridan doing a great job. Yeah, Thompson doing a great job. Those two were absolutely influential and superb throughout that game. You're missing both of them, also Harry Winter tonight. You know, yeah, fine, and Carl and the management team can change the team as much as they want and in that respect, but again, I want us to win a competition. I mean, yes, we can say, well, we won the league last year. Fantastic, and it was superb.
I want us to...
A little bit of silverware, a cup final, because a cup final's a really good atmosphere.
But I'd like to go on our Wikipedia page, and it just be littered with all these cup competitions. And some of them, you might go...
Well, they are littered with them. Us going out in the first round, second round, pre-round qualifying.
But if you go on any non-league club of Manchester, be that, I don't know, Macclesfield, Altrincham, Stalybridge Celtic, Hyde United, Manchester Premier Cup appears as an honour.
Yeah.
And it is an honour.
Of course it is. I mean, the Dewson for me, I mean, people ridiculed it, but for me, it's a cup competition. It's a trophy, and you can put your name of your club's inscribed upon it. And anything like that, you've got to be proud of.
Bye, Paul.
You've got to be proud of, haven't you? You know, because at the end of the day, that's what you're here to do. You're here to win football matches, and every football match counts, regardless whether it's playing Sunday League, whether it's playing with your mates on the park over the road there, or it's playing here in front of only 700 people. 700 people here, by the way, for a lot of clubs, is fantastic.
It's good for Stalybridge.
It certainly is. But we've just really... I'm not saying we've let ourselves down, and we haven't let ourselves down. We're just
disappointed.
I don't know, really. I don't know what... You know, I could put my finger on what it is. Why we don't really ever do... Well. I mean, when was the last time we won a cup? Not 2008?
President's Cup, wasn't it?
2008, wasn't it?
Radcliffe. Was it Radcliffe at Curzon?
It was against Curzon, wasn't it?
No, that was North West Counties.
That was North West Counties.
There was another one we
played.
There
was, yeah, President's Cup, yeah, I think it was. Is that 2008, though, something like that?
Something like that.
So it's 7 years, you know, since we've won a cup competition of any sort, really. Or, I mean, last season, we saw the ride. See, what it does, it gives you the impetus as a football club. It makes sure that you can go forward. I mean, we saw how the FA Trophy helped us last season. It wasn't a hindrance. It actually benefited us massively. And we got to the quarter final, and we were 8 minutes away, actually, as a better team, very unlucky against Torquay, to get to a semi-final and get to Wembley. You know, whether Carl's thinking about that for Friday, I won't blame him, to
but
be honest.
It's the chance. And remember Scotland in the FA Cup. I know the Manchester Premier Cup isn't the FA Cup, but Boundary Park, we would have got that place rocking.
Of course we would.
We'd have had about 3,000-4,000 down for that one.
Semi-final, you know, we might not win the semi-final, but at least, you know, to get there is exactly what you want. I'm just thinking that we need, if we're going to be firing on all these cup competitions as we are, and as a Conference North team, we have to have a strong enough squad to really compete and to win, you know, and do ourselves justice. And tonight, good game of football, don't get me wrong. I'm no blame apportioned to any of the players, because they've gone out there and they've worked the tripe out. But there's been some fundamental errors on
the
football
pitch. We're broad brushing here.
They've been put. I mean, we know ourselves. I mean, you know, our record speaks for itself this season, doesn't it, from a defensive perspective. Last season, absolute resolute, absolutely tremendous. This season, everything's gone against us, and we keep conceding. However, you know, onwards and upwards, we have been defeated, and... you know, good luck to Stalybridge Celtic for the rest of this cup competition.
It's a good cup to be in.
It is, yeah. I mean, a tremendous bit of work by Amar Lagumba toward the end there. He took the ball down the right hand side and whipped the ball in at the back post, and there was Sims to seal FC's fate. But for me, Steve Tams, he never stopped running. His work rate was tremendous, but he was a nuisance in front of goal as well, and he was good on the ball. FC United, for me, a number of players, Matty Wolford and especially, working very, very hard and doing a really, really good job this evening. But on the end of a 4-3 defeat here, and I suppose really we're back on Friday, aren't we,
for a big against Telford. But we're also back on Thursday night. We're not doing it live. We could, but we can't.
Are we allowed?
We're not allowed.
No secret passwords?
No. For those people who watched the Supporters Direct, not watched, but listened to the Supporters Direct podcast, Chester FC, I'm only throwing this out there as an idea I had about 6 years ago, but, and Paul had 8 years ago.
Yeah, but there is... the beginning, didn't we? So basically what we're saying is, for the intersection of FC Radio or TV, we suggested this.
Now, Chester FC are streaming live the AGM, their AGM, and the security measure that they've got in place is basically... We're not going to share that link with you, dear member, unless you are indeed a member. It's quite a simple.
So what do they do,
measure.
Ben? How do they prove they're a member? They what? Go
they
online and
they email the guy who's got the link, who's doing the camera work, and he goes, "Yep, cross check you. You're a member." In fact, he's had people who were members whose membership lapsed, and they've gone, oh, I didn't know it had lapsed, and they renewed as a result, and they got the link to. And it's also helped with overseas, they call them the exiles at Chester.
Yeah.
They're engaged with the process, and actually there's a chat room set up as well, so that those people can ask questions of the board during the AGM.
Now, you know what? Doing things differently.
Doing things differently. I know.
That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Well, if you've got any ideas, I know it's Thursday, but it's a two-legged affair, this, anyway. It's home and away for FC United's AGM.
To be fair, it's not going to happen this year, but it is possible to be able to do this, and it has been possible to be able to do this for years now, and there is a security issue and stuff like that.
Someone needs to put a resolution in.
But, I think it's too many this year, but to be fair...
There's not enough.
To be fair... in the past, there's obviously been confidentiality issues and stuff like that with regards to this project, this ground that we built. But we're now entering a stage now where we need to move forward as a democratic society, a mutual society, a football
You're right.
club.
Well,
and this is one idea that I think can be resurrected for your benefit at home, Armchair Army. There's people listening to this game now that's happened tonight in this cup competition that we've not really took seriously. They've tuned in from China, from the Isle of Man, from North America, from Spain, from Australia, from Dubai. They've tuned in for this match.
Yeah.
So those people should be entitled to be involved in this two-legged AGM. So I'm hoping that in future years the club will look at this again and be able to go, yes, that's
worth doing. I completely concur with you. And also, I think what you've said is it should be a conference weekend. We could interlink it with Sports Direct. We could interlink it with the FSF.
Yep.
And we could have the AGM. We could have a whole weekend of football, football politics, and FC United of Manchester.
Well, there's
that's footballing politics, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. That's footballing politics.
Yeah.
If we can buy tickets online, maybe we can have an AGM live and have remote voting. It's 2015. Exactly right. You know, these are the kind of things that we should be doing, really.
Well, I can set up a vote now on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right? It's not hard to be able to do that thing. And there's more technically minded people at the club than me. Who can bring this in and
technically challenged? I think. Oh, sorry, technically minded.
Yes, but the idea that you know that it should be welcome that we're, and I think it probably is that this AGM's a beast. It's a monster. It's like there's loads of things to debate and to discuss. It would be good to have the room to be able to do that and the freedom, both with time and space. And we're in this stadium. Ground complex, whatever you want to call it, where there's an AstroTurf out there, there's car parking, there's the Miners just over there with its small cinema, for example. And you get the idea that it could be a conference. It could be a summer conference where you come down to here, you could set up camping facilities going on the 3G pitch, you can use the Supporters Direct and the Football Supporters Federation or St. Pauli or whoever can use the Miners as like an extra fringe event that's taking place. You can get bands on as well for evening entertainment, and you can make a weekend of it.
You're just nicking my entire ideas.
These chats in cars.
You're dead right, Ben. I mean, everything you've said there is 100% right, and perhaps hopefully going forward we can do that, because you know we've got an AGM on Thursday, and I know 90% of you people that are actually there listening at this moment have probably been to the ground. But if you haven't been to the ground, I've got to say it's the most unconducive room in the world to have an AGM. I mean, there's going to be that many factions. As we know, there's a lot to talk about there at the AGM, and hopefully it'll be very, very civil. But believe you me, it could be civil war. We could be needing a triple glazer. We could be needing new televisions. I mean, you know, it needs to be thought about a little bit more going forward. And I'm sure the club themselves haven't realised how many resolutions were going to be put in place,
and
thinking it was going to be a bit different.
But and to be fair, for a number of years now, everyone said the same thing. God, what kind of democracy have we got? We've only got about two resolutions raised here, and one of them's to re-establish the auditors. It's it's good that there's debate. It's good that there's factions. It's good that
there
people
is.
Are going, that's wrong. That's wrong. No, that's right. And that's how it should be.
You know what, Ben? The thing is, if we just had changed it a little bit, having this like weekend sort of like, you know, festival of football, so to speak, there probably would be more resolutions. There probably be more thought going into it. People are probably anxious to realise, well, it's the AGM. We're all quite happy. Not only to discuss about, got a new ground to build. as you rightly say, we've done all that now, and there have been many issues raised this year. And those issues are fair issues. Yes, there has been a lot of upset and distress caused by comments made and by people falling out, and that is the nature of democracy. That's the nature of the beast, unfortunately. But we need a time and the right time to actually debate that. Over two Thursdays, you know, there's 7 days in between, you know, the first and then the second AGM, if indeed it goes to that.
It's not just that as well, though. The thing that Chester have found in the trials of this, these members' meetings, is they're getting fresh ideas, because obviously the people who come to the meetings have a Chester postcode. They all share the same kind of life.
Well, of course,
there's people who come in from miles away who wouldn't have been involved in that process who chip in with ideas live as it's happening, and Chester have been blown away by it.
Well, you can't say anything other than let's have a look at that model, let's go forward, and perhaps let's try and utilise that. But it's not going to happen in this season, but perhaps it can happen for next season. I say, I'd be honestly right. I think you're right. A festival of football, if you go to Germany, their AGMs, by goodness, they are weekends. I mean, there's all sorts going on, and people, you know, they come in. I mean, again, we're talking about, you know, raising money and so on and so forth, and not only for FC United, but the community. But if you've got that weekend thing here, people are going to come in and they're going to book into hotels, and people are going to start using other facilities as well. So more money is generated into the Moston community. You know, if it meant me opening the cafeteria and people could sleep in there, fine, no problem at all. I could put camp beds in there. You can get 20 people in there, have breakfast in the morning. Absolutely fine. The miners could accommodate something like that as well. We're in an area now which is exactly right for going forward in the next years of exactly doing things slightly differently. You know, we've got punk festivals going on at the miners. We've got an anti-fascist festival going on at the miners, sort of like around May time. Let's include all that kind of stuff. Include these kind of people. Get them all together. Have our AGM. And the thing is, an AGM is a lot more fun then.
But the thing is, as well, it's like there's been events where other clubs, like in Spain, Ciudad de Murcia. In Spain, they've invited other clubs from Europe, including FC United and Cork, friends of ours, down to Spain to share ideas and that kind of thing. And there's seminars going on, and that's what could happen here.
So what you say, you could get supporters groups from different clubs coming down and having small seminars on how they do things, because the one thing is, there are so many great ideas within supporter ownership, and the models are all slightly differently, you know. And if you can take a little bit of something of theirs and something out of theirs, everyone looks at the FC model going, oh, it's the greatest model in the world, look at us, we've got the greatest, and the only way in town is the FC way. Well, I would concur a lot of the time with that. But we've actually seen that there's a lot of things and a lot of problematic things we need to sort out. These other clubs might not be having these problems because they might be doing things slightly differently as well. So we can learn from there. And rather than a chosen few being able to understand and go to these meetings, because the people we go over to these conferences, don't we, as a club, opposed to as in, but invite them all here and let everybody meet and greet and talk and discuss and come up with ideas and thrash it out and go forward. And let's make this football club of ours and support our own football the best to be. And that's what we need to do, go for. We don't need to basically be in a very small, straight room. And you know, I'm hoping it's not a damn squid on Thursday. I've got a feeling it could well be. And there are so many... There's no question it won't go forward to the following week because there's so many resolutions. If that's the case, the club should have said, right, hold. And the first thing for me they should have done is say, we haven't got a game on Saturday.
You've got 30 days to you've got to
do it. You can change the date though, can't you?
You've got to give notice though, a 30-day notice of that. I'm pretty sure. Well, I've got Lindsay Howard in my head. I'm pretty sure.
Well, 30 days notice of the change of date.
Yes.
What are the circumstances, perhaps? With how long have we known the games? Well, we've only known for about 3 weeks.
Exactly. So it's a tricky one. But
yeah, I'm not saying the club haven't thought about that. They probably would prefer to.
I would like the club to look at this now and rejig everything around and make a summer event here happen, which is centred around this election of board members and an election of ideas and votes on ideas and moving the club forward.
Because you think
bringing in the FSF, bringing in Cork City, Shelbourne, Hyde, Chester, whoever wants to come and do a talking bit, James Maffio, whoever, and that's how you're going to move the club forward. It's also how you're going to move supporter ownership forward, because you're sharing ideas and that kind of thing. And also, you're bringing in, because you film it all and put it out on radio and that kind of thing, you're bringing in ideas from further afield, because the FC family is a very, we say it's a broad church, but it's also a very far-flung church as well. So it's about all of those things. And I think we could do it. We could do it, and we should do it. It would be a beautiful thing.
It certainly would. But do you think, actually, just having a think, do you think it's fair on potential board members and current board members to be voted off during the season or voted on during the season? Because you've got to continue then after that. If you're not voted on for whatever reason, let's say there's a vendetta against you, or let's say you're just basically, like you did, you didn't get voted on a few years ago. But how does that make you feel? That, I mean, the rest of the season, you've got to go, oh, blooming neck, you know, did they not think I was worthy of this, worthy of that? Perhaps, you're right to say, you do it when the season closed, and then all those ideas move into the next season.
Exactly.
Because you're going to change a board fundamentally in November. That could take the club completely down a different steer, completely mid-season. Now, is that an effective way of having a board, or should we let them do a term and then at the end of the season, then we move forward? I think that's possibly.
I think you're right, and there needs to be.
They're just going to get the sleeping bags ready for the for the AGM.
You need to be able to have that handover period, and you want it not to be too detrimental.
Handover period of the summer would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Have it in June.
Yeah,
have it in June. I know everyone's meant to be on holiday in June, maybe July. In fact, you could even centre it around a pre-season friendly, maybe even the supporters direct.
Well, you have
cup.
A supporters direct cup weekend thing, blah blah blah. We've basically.
We've created a festival of fun here.
I think what you're saying, we're right in the respect of that, you know, I think it's quite harsh. Middle of November, people coming up to Christmas. Some people are going to be heartbroken with from, you know, by next Thursday. Some people are going to leave this football club by next Thursday. Some people are going to be really, really happy. What a way to go into Christmas. You know, that's really disappointing. And also the rest of the season, because there's some people out of two cups.
Yeah, a whole new board.
But some people are going to be like, ducking and diving for the rest of the season, and that shouldn't be the way. You know, we should be all big enough to get on with each other, of course, and we should all be big enough to actually accept the final decisions, but there are people that aren't going to take it. There are people that are going to, regardless what happens, are not going to be happy. And if you can do that, let's say the last week of the season, beginning of June, and we do all that, and then we've got the summer to actually let it all settle.
Yeah.
The board's come in, new start for the August, away we go. And give them that full way of doing things. I mean, again, these are just ideas that you and I have got. We're not saying we've got all the answers, but again, we're just, you know, giving an idea of what we really think. Whether there's anyone listening at all, we don't know. To be honest, you all might have gone to sleep or go to bed by now. But again, it's worth noting, because I think the armchair army play an integral part in this football club and therefore should be involved. I think, you know, to expect someone to come along from the Isle of Man, you know, or from even from London, for an AGM on a Thursday night, I think really it's got to be left to the people of Manchester, the local people.
And we can't be trusted with anything. You can't even trust us with your bike.
The best ideas I've heard for ages in the last 15 minutes, great radio.
Oh, give over. I don't like compliments.
But you think, the thing is, you know, we've got far-flung fans, haven't we? And they've all got a contribution to make. Now, you can make that, yes, with your postal vote, but a postal vote is not the same, is it? It's something that, you know.
No, and it also devalues the idea of, for example.
And it wastes a lot of paper as well.
I came up with a resolution last year, which was a bit contentious in a way, and I think I won over the room by discussing it in the room. But I've got a funny feeling that because the board recommended no, that the postal votes would come back the majority of no, and there's no listening to the argument.
That is 100% right. And again, you see, what I would like to do, I would like that the fact that it can go live, the postal votes, you see, the postal votes are end up a waste of time. Even if we're live and the postal votes have gone in, and then halfway through people go, oh yes, I agree with that, it's too late. So there's got to be some mechanism in order to allow people to understand the entire concept of things, be it maybe do a podcast about, you know, get the people to come down and talk to us about their resolution, get it out there in the open before anybody makes any decision, and then the postal votes, because they're always going to be postal votes, regardless, let them know. Because the thing is, it's not fair, really, because I would ordinarily, with the football club I trust and love and are beholden to, would normally go, right, I agree with the board, I agree with the board, I agree with the board, I agree with the board. Well, that's not enough. You've got to be saying, why do we agree with the board?
Especially if it's a technicality. A choice of words.
Well,
it's
a choice, but that's
a
problem. There's been choice of words, there's been this, that and the other. And for me,
it can't be a technicality. It's got to be about the ideas, generally, the broad brush approach, the actual the actual point of the idea, the general principle. It
should be
about
let's be
that.
Honest, and let's be honest, regardless what people think, the vast majority of the resolutions this year that are on this are actually to try and benefit FC United and the football club. Some people might not think there's just vendettas. There is a few of them. I can completely agree with you. However, there are real concerns and reasons. That's why people have done them. And that's why people are so passionate about this football club. And that's what makes us unique. That's what makes us different. And that's what makes us the fact that we're going to be there on Thursday, the AGM, pre-recording it or something or other like that, and maybe at a later date listening out to it. But also we're going to be here on Friday, FA Trophy Day, quarter-final last season. Can we get one step further? Can we get through against Telford? Well, the first team will be out, I would have thought. The pitch hopefully will be in a bit more better fettle than it is now, because he's got a lot of work to do, Graham. FC United have been beaten here by 4-3 tonight in the Manchester Premier Cup by Stalybridge Chatterby. Good luck to them. Me and Ben will be with you again. Good night from Paul. Good night from myself. And good night from Ben. See you on Friday, everybody.